Welcome, everyone, to Proverbs Every Day, Season 11. So this is episode 305 of the overall series, but I thought since it's the beginning of a new month, I would welcome you to what we're doing here. The concept is that we read a proverb chapter every single calendar day. So as I'm recording this, we're looking at May 1st, and so we go with Proverbs chapter 1. And so on and so forth until we have 31 days in the month. We have 31 Proverbs. On other months, we do it a little differently. You can look at the other months for that. But this month, we'll have 31 days and 31 Proverbs. And this month, as with every month, we do a different translation. So this month, we are doing the Modern English translation. Or is it version? Modern English version. Sorry. This is actually apparently an offshoot of the King James Bible, but was not only updated language-wise to match modern English, but was kind of re-examined as far as some of the sources that were used. So same basic sources. And so I, reading this out of fairness, I have not been shy about knocking the King James at times. And so we'll see if this one, how this compares to other translations. But ultimately, here's the thing. God has a way, and that is through Holy Spirit. So we, through that gift, can interpret meanings that aren't even on the page for us. And so that is my hope in going through this, that we'll be blessed by new perspectives and differences that cause that meaning to occur. And that's a system that I work within. So this is, the 11th of all of the translations we've done so far. There are so many translations. We'll probably never repeat one. But this is our daily habit. I do invite you to go, obviously subscribe to the channel, as every YouTuber ever always says. But I have a very specific reason for you to do that. And that is that I want you to do this every day with me. And I want you to set an alarm, whatever it takes. I have an alarm that goes off on my watch every day that reminds me. But I also, do these. But I go back after I've recorded them. I record them in the days before usually. And so that day, very often, I will start my day with listening to my own voice. It's a little awkward, but at the same time, going through it again, just so I can get that daily dose, I guess you could say. And so I do release these every night early. So you should be able to get that pretty much regardless of where you are. You should be able to get these in the mornings and be able to start your day with this, or it doesn't matter if you do it later in the day, it's fine. But if you click that little bell icon, that actually notifies you when a new episode is available for you. And yeah, so that's what I encourage. Well, I've taken a lot of time with an intro, very much longer than usual. So let me do a quick prayer for us, and then we'll get into today's reading of Proverbs 1. Father God, thank you for another month, for the 11th month of this thing you've convicted me to do. And Father, I ask that you would continue to spread its blessing, that you would have a blessing put on my friend here, that they would be able to understand and be able to gain wisdom for their life throughout this study. And Father, I do ask for your continued conviction on all of us, that we do make this a daily habit, that we don't make excuses, that we don't fall into temptations of busyness, that we make some time for this every single day. So, Father God, we love you, and we do pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I know there's going to be somebody that's going to hear this for the first time, and it always is going to bring a smile to my face every time I hear it. But here's our theme song. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book. Reading the whole chapter each Proverbs 1, reading from the modern English version of the Bible. So, here we go. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So the way I highlight things, I should go over this real quick, is that when something is important for me, I will mark it in green. This is kind of indicating that this is an action that Deej needs to take. And if you want to have that as an action you should take as well, by all means, go for it. But if I highlight something in yellow, it's just a general highlight for all of us. If I highlight something in red, that means it's something that I want to come back to and research. Whether it's a clarification or something that's important that stands out, and I want to look at other versions of the Bible, for example, which I'm thinking this month we'll probably be doing a bit of. And then blue is whenever there's things that relate to each other or that I want to pull out ways that the words itself kind of work together is a process we call literary criticism, where we're looking at the structure and determining, you know, meanings out of that or clarifications or how we can either justify a translation, that sort of thing. It's not getting too technical again. But anyway, that's my system. So my hope is that this is something that I am taking on and saying a wise man will hear and increase learning, which is something I like to do every day. I like to learn something every single day. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Run me away. Turn a fan on in here. It's very, very warm in the studio today. Verse 6. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So a couple things here, and those of you that have been with me for a while, you know what I'm about to say, and that is that fear of the Lord is an exclusive arrangement. God doesn't want us to be fearful of literally anything else. Let me look you right in the eyes here and get your attention for this. We serve a God who is a jealous God. Not jealous in a nasty, belligerent kind of way, but one that genuinely desires for us to keep our focus on him. We serve a Lord that wants us to, yes, fear his awesome power, that if he wanted to at any moment, he could erase us from existence, or he could cause us to suffer beyond what we could even imagine. But he can also bless us beyond what we can imagine. These all tie together and are very important to recognize. That is the intention. Now, if we go and fear something else, we're basically cheating on God. We're not letting that. It's not just a process we're not letting happen. It is just that we are literally taking something else and saying, I fear that more than I fear God. Which, when you really think about it, is kind of silly, but it is something we do. It's our nature, and God allows it, but he's also waiting with open arms here and saying that fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's where it starts. We have to forget about the rest and say, okay, whatever's coming is coming, good or bad. I'm not in control of it, but I don't have to fear that. Because the creator of the universe is for me. And if he's ever not for me, that's on him. I fear that. I fear only that. Because there's no way there's anybody bigger. You know, there's no bigger dude. So that recognition and that putting things in its place is the beginning of knowledge. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have mastered this notion of fearing the Lord and nothing else. That's not anything I'm going to say, because I don't think that's true of me yet. I would love for that to be the case. But the reality is that we get distracted. And we get, you know, I have things I fear right now, just recording this. You know, I fear that, you know, I fear a financial ruin. I feel fear a, you know, something happening that I don't see coming. It's hard not to fear these things, but I'm trying every day to put that fear at the feet of the Lord, and it's very important. And so that process, that putting it at the feet, that is the beginning of knowledge. Now, fools despise wisdom and instruction. In other words, they don't want to be corrected, and that puts them in a place of not gaining knowledge for sure, but also whatever else is going to come, because they're not fearing the Lord. They're not putting that in this right place. Verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. They will be a garland of grace on your head, and chains about your neck. So the Proverbs are very much written to a son. And I know this is difficult for some, because they'll see son and they'll think, well, I'm not a son, I'm a daughter. You know, that is difficult. But there is still things that we can really get to. And some translations will actually, like I think the last one we did, really tried to not make that an issue. Yeah, but a lot of this is just a, historically, just to have the perspective, this is a father, Solomon, talking to his son. And, you know, trying to pass on some of his wisdom. I see that right above here. But it's also saying do not forsake the teaching of your mother. In other words, they're both in this. This is not just a single source. And we see that at the very end of Proverbs as well. We see a very powerful message from a mother to a son. We don't have all the details and the history of that per se, but we do see that happen. And so this is something where we're reminded that, you know, even though this is a book that was written for one person to another, like letters from one to another, there's still a lot we can get out of it. And that's what we're doing here. So we are getting something out of messages to someone else, but it is an appropriate thing. And if God didn't want us to have this, we wouldn't have it. that whole God is bigger than we are thing. Verse 10, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious possessions. We'll fill our houses with spoil. Cast your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk away. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from the path, from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. They lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy of gain, which takes away the life of its owners. So what I'll say here is greedy of gain has the effect of taking away the life of its owners. So some of these instructions are spiritual in nature, and some of these are just actually in Proverbs. I would say, if I was to estimate, at least 60% of the advice is all worldly, here's how to do life advice. That's why I want to read it every day. But anyway, so we're talking about a temptation that a son would, a young man, teenager would face when it comes to these kind of people. You know, apparently there's someone at the door. I apologize. Usually I have my phone on silent for these kind of things, and I just kind of forgot, I guess. All right, verse 20. Wisdom cries out in the street. She utters her voice in the markets. Now, what you're seeing here is that wisdom is portrayed as a female character. And we'll see some other characters. We'll see folly. We'll see a adulteress. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But basically, there is a relationship here between God and wisdom, and it's chosen to be shown as a female. Now, there have been those in the past that have said or thought that wisdom is another form of God, but Proverbs makes it clear that wisdom was created by God. And so even though wisdom has a female character, this is a representation, not a deity and not a real thing. This is just a character, like you'd have in a book, okay? So when we say that she cries out in the street, it's saying that wisdom is available to all and is trying to get our attention if we would only listen. So verse 21, she cries at the corner of the streets in the opening of the gates. She speaks her words in the city, saying, "How long, you simple ones? Will you love simplicity? For the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate their knowledge. Turn at my reproof. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called and you have refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, because you neglected all my counsel, and you would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes." Don't miss that. When your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish are come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, or fear the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore, they will eat the fruit of their own way. This is kind of key here. And be filled with their own devices. So when I say this is key here, the reason I say that is because a lot of Proverbs you find, and frankly, most of Scripture, very, very seldom does Scripture get into thou shalt kind of stuff. It doesn't actually happen that much. And Proverbs is a very good example of not only being that way, but actually showing why. It is filled with the notion of, okay, you do this action, you get this reaction. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Okay. That's what a lot of this is getting at. So when we say, therefore they will eat the fruit of their own way, what this is saying is, hey, look, this is them choosing this on themselves. You know, they made this choice. That is their result. And so it's not to us to do anything more about that. They will punish themselves. God doesn't have to punish them. they punish themselves. When you think about that being a very, it is kind of more neutral when it comes to these things. It's like, look, you know, the system's been created. If you choose not to follow it, then the chaos is yours because you're outside of the system. It's just the way it works. So, yeah. Verse 32, we'll finish this out here. For the turning away of the simple will slay them. The prosperity of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and be secure from fear of evil. It's a good one right there. And honestly, a lot of times what I'll say in these kind of scenarios is that you won't rise to the occasion. You'll only rise to your level of preparedness. And so listening to wisdom to me means studying it. It means getting with this all the time and pouring this into your life so that you don't have these other consequences. Yes. But also so that you can be raised above that circumstance. So you can rise your level of preparedness. And so when trouble comes, that trouble is below what you're prepared for. Now, granted, there's always going to be times where that's not going to be the case, where you're going to be, you know, sitting in a place where you're here and your trouble's here. Or sometimes you'll have a thing like me where your preparedness is here, but your will is down here somewhere. And so when calamity comes here, it would normally match that and you'd normally be fine, but you got some things going on in your life. And I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I'm not some perfect, you know, smiley face, whatever. I'm not here to paint a picture, perfect picture. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm here to be real with you, and I'm here to be, you know, obviously joyful and humorous and as much as that I can about this to make this not boring for you. But at the same time, hey, I'm not gonna pull punches here. You know, it's gonna come out. This is going to. So in any event, I do hope that this has been a help for you. And I want to encourage you. What I'm going to do is for those of you that are new, I do a lot of music that's inspired by Proverbs. And so I have an AI tool that I, you know, write some lyrics for and just have it go nuts with, you know, a bunch of things. And so a couple months ago, we kind of came together as a group, I guess you could say, and created a theme song. And then I created some variants of that. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and just play that for you in the background here. And what I'd like you to do while that's playing is just to take a few moments and write down any of these verses that's stuck out to you, and get you in the habit of doing some of that journaling as well. And looking at that, making the highlights if you want to follow along in your own Bible, or if you're hopefully able to follow along like on your phone or whatever device, don't get distracted by it, but certainly do that. Encourage you to do that. And then at the end, I will actually have an additional message for you and send you on your way. So let's take about 2 minutes and have some time for that reflection, and we'll be back with you.
Before the earth was made, wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. Proverb a day will bring wisdom your way.
All right. I hope that was a useful time for you. And I do hope, like I said, that you are able to subscribe and hit the bell, make sure you set an alarm for yourself, whatever it takes to make sure that you make this a daily practice, just like myself. And I know for a fact that I have people that have watched every single episode right along with me. And so, yeah, it's been great. So obviously you can share this as well. In fact, I don't talk about this very often, but I have this going as a podcast as well. I haven't checked for a while on which feeds it's actually part of at this point, but it's out there. It's something where you should be able to enjoy that if you like. So that's something to note. Also, yeah, there's some things coming up. I actually have some other initiatives that I'm working on right now that are keeping me from doing the exact things that I want to do with this channel. There's some additional things that I want to do to kind of make some enhancements here. But right now I just had to, prayerfully, I just had to ask if God wanted me to do it. And I didn't really get a sense that it was time yet. So they're coming. It might even be mid-month that we end up doing this. It really depends on how some other things go. But nonetheless, I do appreciate your being here and your sharing this. That is right now easily the best way to support what I'm doing here. I mean, obviously this takes, about an hour of effort for me every day to get all this together for you. And so that's one of the best ways you can say you care is to share. Yeah, I think that kind of rhymes a little bit. I mean, the like is great, but honestly, it's the share that really is really that taking that moment to invite someone else in with you. That's what really matters. So I do appreciate that. And then finally, there is a link in the description down below there that will have some additional ways you can interact with me or help support what we're doing here. There'll be some what we call affiliate links that are basically if you use those products that I use and use those links to get them or buy them, then you will help fund the channel, I guess you could say. And we put those dollars into promotion to help spread the word more about this. And so the more that, the merrier. But also there's a link down there where you can connect with me. There's a initiative I have going on right now of helping people just lead better. I believe that my mentor, John Maxwell, says that everyone deserves to be led well. And so I've gone through a process of getting certified as a speaker, coach, and trainer with the John Maxwell leadership team. And I'm now offering to companies for me to come and be with them for, about 45 minutes to an hour to give a chat about that sort of thing. But I'm also doing this for church organizations and folks like that as well. Not necessarily Sunday mornings, although some of this could be appropriate for that, but to talk to them and enhance their leadership, their communication skills, various other topics like that. So yeah, look for that down below. And if you have somebody that you think would be a good fit for that, let's have a talk about it and see how we can work together on making that happen. Greatly appreciate it. And I hope that you're blessed by the best. And that you go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. And we will see you tomorrow.
will bring wisdom your way. Wives shouldn't act, men shouldn't brag. Shut your lips like a vice, show people your wise. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. Every verse, there's a lesson to learn. A spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. Chapter every day, let the words of wisdom.